Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today on the program, we're going to be mostly talking about outdoors type items. We'll be talking with Ben Jedlicka later on in the show. He is the Riley County Game Warden from Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. He has told me he's going to be in the studio this morning, so we'll see him around 9:30. Joining us here for the first part of the show is Melissa Kirkwood, Marketing and Development Officer with Sunset Zoo, on to tell us what's going on at the zoo this month. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. What a day and week to be talking about outside. Like, we are loving this weather at the zoo.
No kidding. It is a great weather and great time to get out to the zoo because this is the season, really, that things start looking up here. When people are getting outdoors more in the springtime. I'm thinking spring. I know it's still in the wintertime, but it's just around the corner.
It is. It is. And there's lots of things right around the corner. So, believe it or not, April 9th, which isn't too far away, that is when we are going to open up Expedition Asia, which has been a long time coming for the zoo, but it's an amazing, amazing exhibit that we've been working to build new homes for our tigers, our sloth bears, and leopards. So that will open to the public on April 9th, and we couldn't be more excited to be giving these animals new environments and to give the community huge new exhibits and creative exhibits to see these animals. So April 9th will be our grand opening for that. We are opening the zoo a little earlier that day. So we are going to open the zoo that day at 9 o'clock. Our transitional, just so everyone knows, our transitional summer hours start April 1st. So those are usually 9:30 to 5 each day. But on April 9th, we are going to open up at 9 o'clock just to let the community come in a little earlier because we're going to do a little, you know, ribbon cutting and things down by Expedition Asia. And we want everyone to have a chance to kind of come if they would like to in the morning and stay all day if you'd like. But we're super excited for April 9th.
All right, that is in 40 days. So what
we have a countdown clock at our office. So we know it's 40 days and nights sometimes, but yes, 40 days. Can you believe it? I'm just super excited. And so is the rest of the community and our boards and everyone who's helped make this possible, donors. It's just really been a long time coming, but it is going to be an amazing thing for the zoo. And so you'll keep seeing amazing things from the zoo as well, too. So also for our members, we are focusing in 2022, we are making a concerted effort to really focus on our membership. They are the heart and soul of our zoo, and we'll be doing some specific events just for them. So on Sunday, April 10th, the day after Expedition Asia is open, we are going to host a members-only breakfast where members can come out on our Overlook Pavilion and enjoy a little breakfast. If you can't get out on the 9th or you've got a really busy schedule, we're giving members another opportunity to come out and enjoy a free breakfast. And we'll probably have a few little keeper talks during that time too. So that's just one of many events that we are going to have for our members this year. So that will be April 10th in the morning for members only. If you're not a member, you can always become one. And it's really a great benefit here at the zoo to have a membership. You can come anytime to the zoo. And then you can also, you can attend other zoos for half price admission or free admission, over 150 zoos across the nation.
Yeah, it's pretty good value, and you probably just flash your membership card and go right in, right? I mean, it's pretty simple.
Absolutely, absolutely. We just check you in, and you're good to go. Memberships are really reasonable, too, for our family. It's $65 a year. We have other levels of membership as well. For individuals, you can join as low as $35 for an individual. We have senior memberships. We have individual plus memberships. You can add a member to your membership plan. So we try to think of all the different, you know, facets of membership for our members. And we are excited to be bringing back some membership-based events for that group. So spring is here, and we're super excited for Expedition Asia, but we have lots of other things going on too at the zoo. Like I mentioned, our summer hours kick off April 1st. However, we know that spring break is right around the corner too. So during spring break, we open for summer hours during that week because we know lots of families are out on spring break, kids are out of school. And so we want to offer the zoo as long as we can during that time frame. Of course, we hope it's beautiful weather during that spring break too. But even if it's not, we will be open during spring break week. We will be open at 9:30 to 5 as well. So super excited for spring to be here. And then lots of other things on the horizon as well.
Now, if people come out over spring break, I know we're getting closer to Expedition Asia opening. What will they see yet? Because is there still construction going on in the zoo?
There is. Our landscapers are still trying to put in landscaping. And so anytime we have heavy equipment or any other kind of work going on, we need to be as safe as we can for the community. So that area will be closed off. They are finishing it up, but we are saving that opening for April 9th. And then we are doing a little bit of sprucing up of the zoo as well. It's kind of like when companies come in and you need to clean up the house, you know. There's just the lower trail. We've done some planting and different things that we're finishing up as well. So by April 9th, everything will be back open to the public. But you will be able to see, when you come during spring break, you'll see quite a bit of what Asia looks like. You'll just be behind, you know, behind the fencing of construction fencing still. So, but it's only a couple of weeks away when you come for spring break. So we will be probably doing, we have a lot of things that go on anyway during a day here at the zoo. So we'll be doing tortoise feedings during spring break as well. And if you haven't experienced that in our Wild Wonders room, that's something that you can come experience. And we also do things like spring break camp for kids who are out of school but need some programming during that time frame. That is pretty full on our books right now, but we do have a couple of openings. So, you know, we're always busy, but you'll see a little bit of Asia, but the opening will be April 9th.
Okay, very good. Yeah, and as far as the those camps are concerned, what's the age cutoff for that? Is there anybody
that attend? Yeah, so we share camp age groups with Flint Hills Discovery Center. So we break it up so not all the age groups are all in one facility. And I believe this spring break, we do the younger K2, completed kindergarten through second grade, and then fourth and fifth grade, I believe, too. So check our website for that. Okay. Sometimes I get a little backwards, but both facilities, the Flint Hills Discovery Center and Sunset Zoo, offer out of school camps, whether it's just a in-service day or it's spring break. We work directly with the school district to get all of those days taken care of for parents who need it. And then I can't believe it. So like we're 1 month today from summer camp enrollment. So we do summer camp throughout the summer at all our parks and rec facilities, whether it's Flint Hills Discovery Center or Little Apple Day Camp or Sunset Zoo. All of us have different options for camps, but ours here at Sunset Zoo, they are weekly camps. So you enroll your child for a week, but you can enroll every week if you'd like to. Those camps fill up really quickly because of summer care, you know, needing summer care for your children. But the Discovery Center, I think, has daily options. And then Little Apple Day Camp has monthly options. So all of us will open our enrollment on Monday, March 28th. So that's right after, you know, spring break. But just mark that on your calendar if you're looking for things for summer. Check us out. We would love to have your child at Sunset Zoo. They get to experience a lot of outdoor time, a lot of animal exploration, so and indoor time as well. So it's just a really fun experience. And then that can all be found on sunsetzoo.com.
All right, and kids love it. This is enjoyable. They don't realize they're learning something as well.
Yeah, they really do, and there comes to be a little bit of a camaraderie with the kids too, and the keepers and our teachers. So we're super excited that we can't believe like spring and summer are right on our back door. And it was only, you know, it was 20 degrees last week, but we're looking towards spring and summer. So also coming up, we have a Party for the Planet, which is our Earth Day celebration. That's a couple weeks after we open Expedition Asia, Saturday, April 23rd. It's a big community day for us. We do charge admission to come into Party for the Planet, but we will have lots of extracurricular activities. So Master Gardeners, the Kansa Beekeepers Association, lots of different organizations are here to share conservation messaging, which is really important here for us at the zoo. It's part of our mission to explore conservation of the natural world, and we want to inspire people to learn more about conservation, and this is one of the ways that we're able to do that.
All right, yeah, Party for the Planet again, April 23rd. That'll be again, that's also just around the corner here, so look forward to that here coming up. We're going to take our break here on the program, and we'll come back more with Melissa Kirkwood. We'll get into some other events that are going on at Sunset Zoo in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.